help I'm being held hostage in the basement of Mike Dell's house. Okay, I'll say it. You're listening to Mike Dell's World.
Hello, and yeah, you are indeed listening to Mike Dell's World. I am the aforementioned Mike. How are you doing? And today I just want to catch everybody up on what's been going on and a little bit of ranting and raving about a couple of things. And yeah, that's really about it. So first off, what's been going on? Kathy's continuing her recovery from hand surgery and back surgery, doing really well, doing physical therapy. Still has a couple little challenges going on, but nothing earth-shattering. So that's a good thing. And let's see, the weather's getting a little better around here in Traverse City. 35 degrees now. It's kind of, 8:40 in the morning here on Monday. Been doing this before work. Figure, what the heck, I'll get a little podcasting in. And you might notice that the website has been a little flaky lately just because of a lot of screwing around with web servers. You guys know I've been a customer of GoDaddy's for a really long time, and I do have a blog post over on MikeDell.com all about GoDaddy and my experience with them and how it sort of turned crappy. After, 10, 12, 14 years, I've probably been a GoDaddy customer for at least 14 years, maybe a little longer than that. But I know MikeDell.com has been on GoDaddy hosting since, 1999. So that's 21 years. Okay, so yeah, it's been more than that. Jeez, didn't realize that. Yeah, I got MikeDell.com and January 1st, 1999. So, a year before Y2K. So, hey, MikeDell.com is old enough to drink. Officially, 21 years. Wow, didn't realize that. Anyway, I haven't been doing the podcast that long, obviously, because podcasting didn't really exist back then. But I've been with them, in various forms of hosting over the years. Started out with just a static HTML page, and I did Blogger for a while, maybe, or TypePad, or I don't know. I've had lots of iterations, but been on WordPress ever since I started doing podcasting. So that's always been what I've been doing, and WordPress generally is not a hard thing to host. It's not particularly, resource intensive. And I got on their Linux hosting plan. This was probably the 14 years ago or whatever. One of their reseller plans at the time, they called it that. And that means I could put multiple websites on one hosting account, and worked out pretty good. And at one time I probably had 15 sites on there. And then it's pared down over the years, and I basically just had MikeDell.com. I had IOOK.org. I had the Traverse City Class of 64.com, which is my mother's class reunion website. 55 years now. Wow. At the time, it was 50-year reunion, so we did a website, and she's maintaining it. And then I had another one. It's BNZ-ARPSC.org, which was the Benzie County Amateur Radio Public Service Corps. And I do the website for them, or I host the website for them. I'm part of the group and whatnot, and help out a little bit. The guy over there, Mike, he's the EC of Benzie County, and he takes care of the updates and whatnot on the website. But just those four websites, really. Nothing. I had one other one that was just a static HTML site, and that was it. And been humming along for, since, 14 years or 13 and a half anyway. And no problems, no speed problems, very few outages, every once in a while a glitch, but nothing serious. And, thought that was great. And Well, probably 6 months ago, I went to update PowerPress. It's the plugin I use for podcasting. Also from the company I work for, Blueberry. But I noticed that, they had a warning. It said, PHP upgrade required. Okay, yeah, no problem. Been doing that before. So I'd go into the controls over at GoDaddy and go to the protocols section, and you could usually upgrade to the next version or a couple versions of PHP, which is the programming language. You don't need to know all that, but it's the programming language that runs WordPress and a lot of websites. It's kind of a, HTML on steroids. But anyway, needless to say, went over there and the highest version is the one I was on and the highest one available. So I call GoDaddy. They have phone support and they're generally pretty good. They've always been really good, and I really have no fault with them right now with their tech support other than what I'll tell you in a little bit. But the problem was, we're deprecating the server you're on, which, in geek speak means, we're going to stop using that server architecture and we're going to move everybody over to the other. Or no, they didn't say they were going to move anybody. They said they're just discontinuing that server at the end of the year, at the end of 2020. I'm like, that's fine. I'll make some arrangements here. So, all right, so what do I got to do? Well, you got to go to, go buy another hosting plan on GoDaddy, and here's the one we recommend. And so I got the one that they recommended. And it was great, for the first, couple of days, except for here's one thing, strike one, as I said in my blog post, but strike one was, well, how do I move these over there? Oh, well, we can move them over there, for $100 a site. Okay, usually when you get rid of a server, you take care of that, right? And, well, no, blah, 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 and whatever they said. So it was $100 a site, and I was like, no, I think I'm going to try to do it myself. And, of course, I learned something. It was cool. It's not hard to do. It's, just a lot of steps in a particular order and things I'd never done before. I had to go into PHP MyAdmin and make database copies and then reintegrate the database with the new WordPress site and move all the files over, which took a little while, FTP, because I'd download them to my computer in a file or in a folder in a particular way, and then upload them to the new server in a particular way, and then go in and edit a PHP file to point at the new database that I'd created. And, it's not particularly hard. It's just a lot of steps. And I got all the sites moved over and everything was humming along. And then I noticed it was kind of getting boggy. They were, sometimes I'd hit a site, it would just take forever and ever and ever and ever to come up. And sometimes it wouldn't come up, but all that. So, all right, I call GoDaddy support. I'm on hold for a while. And get with this nice lady over there. Like I said, I have no problem with their support department with the exception of what they are told to do, which, like I said, I'm being in tech support myself. I definitely don't do this. But what they do is they like to upsell. So I get over there and I say, well, hey, I was on this WordPress hosting or this Linux server. And now I'm on this other type of Linux server. It's a little bit newer and better, whatever. Supposed to be faster, supposed to be everything. And she looks around. She goes, oh, yeah, well, you're using a lot of processes. I was like, processes? What processes? She couldn't tell me. She said, well, you can make an appointment with our server techs, and they can tell you what process. And I said, well, you can't just see what's bogging it down? And she goes, no, I really can't, but, something's bogging it down. I said, well, I got, four websites that are not particularly busy. I mean, even this site, MikeDell.com, which is my busiest site, I've got the RSS feed cached off-site, so that doesn't cause any traffic or anything to the server. I don't get a bunch of visitors. Please come and visit now that I have fixed the problem. But anyway, I don't get a ton of listeners and I get a ton of traffic to the website. I just don't. And, you know, none of the other websites are particularly, intense. The couple of the websites have, a crap ton of pictures, but that doesn't bog down the server. That's not a process. That's just, some stuff. And, the traffic is so low that this should easily take care of it. The old server, if you look at the specs of the old server versus the new one should be way faster. But it wasn't. Oh, you're just using too many processes. I recommend you upgrade to this. So, all right, I'll fork out another $150 to upgrade to this new server, for the year. All right, sure. And I upgraded, and yeah, it sped it up. I wouldn't call it rocket ship fast or anything, but it sped it up. I said, well, this will do, whatever. And, just sort of ignored it. And then I noticed, a few days later, it's starting to have outages again. Like, well, this is just crazy. I've upgraded to this next level and blah, 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 blah. And I call and I get I got the same lady. And this time she's saying, it's this, this plugin over here is doing this and this plugin over here is doing that. So she could see a lot more this time. I don't know why, but she could. So I stripped down the sites. I had Pretty Links. That was one that was bogging things down. And yeah, I think Pretty Links is bogging sites down, sure, but it wasn't a problem on the old server. Now it is. So what's up? No big deal. I didn't need it. So I got rid of it. And I got rid of all the unnecessary stuff that I had running on the sites. Sometimes with WordPress, you can sort of overdo it with extra things that you don't really need. And, along my lines of trying to make things simple, I'll just make it simpler. I get rid of some of the plugins I'm not using or get rid of some of the stuff that I'm not using. And so I really pared it down and I got it lean and mean and it helped a little, but it was just a little and it was still boggy and still, flaky and didn't always come up right. It was just driving me crazy. And so I call yet a third time and I get some other dude and he's, oh yeah, well you got to be on the pro plan. And that's, another $500 for the year. And you got to do this. And I said, well, what's causing the problem? And he's, well, I can't tell. I don't know. You're using too many processes. I said, what's process? Where do I see these processes? He couldn't tell me. And kept wanting me to make an appointment with this other server tech. And I'm like, I think I'm just going to try something else. So, and on top of that, you can only install GoDaddy SSL certificates that long-term certificates, to make it HTTPS so your browser doesn't complain about it being not secure. And, they're $70 a year per site, and anymore, anything that's not HTTPS is frowned upon anymore. So, yeah, all right. So I was getting those Let's Encrypt ones. Well, those expire every 90 days and you got to go in and it's quite the process to get a new cert every 90 days for, four sites. It's like, I'm not going to do that. So I did a little shopping around and I came across to another hosting company that I had dealt with before, being in tech support for podcasting. I've run into a lot of different hosting companies and A2, pretty much everybody that is using it is happy with it and their prices were decent and all that. So, I'm going to jump ship. So, I went ahead and got on A2 and I was like, all right, so, what's the plan I need? And I got, kind of their mid-level plan, not the lowest, not the highest, but one of the mid-level plans where I could still have multiple domains and all that. And one of the cool things is they do free SSL. So they automatically apply a Let's Encrypt SSL and they keep it up to date and you don't have to ever do it yourself. And then I asked about, or looked around on the site about moving websites and they said, oh yeah, we'll move them for free. Free? Really? GoDaddy wanted $100 a site. And so, all right, put in a request that I want to move my sites. Here's the sites. And I get an email back from support and they said, oh, hey, I noticed that you're on GoDaddy hosting and with those sites and it's a cPanel. Can we just get your cPanel login and we'll just move the whole thing? Well, all right, sure. That's easier. So I give them my cPanel login, and day later, okay, they're moved. All you got to do is update your DNS. All right, so I went over to GoDaddy and updated the DNS on all the sites. That's the domain. What is it? DNS, domain name servers. That's the thing on the internet that points these fancy domain names to actual websites, which are really just numbers, IP addresses. So anyway, I updated all of those, and I don't know, a few hours later, they started working, and I noticed it just rocket ship fast. I didn't have to do anything other than change that over. The SSLs were automatically applied and everything. It was just super, super, super easy. So I got to say, A2 is my new favorite hosting for websites. And, man, they got some good deals and all that. Well, I'm not going to make a big commercial about them. I am an affiliate, so if you want to sign up, you can help me out by clicking the link, which I will put somewhere on MikeDell.com. But there is one over on PodcastHelpDesk.com. So just go over there if you're interested in getting web hosting or want to move your web hosting. These guys are top-notch. And A2, by the way, stands for Ann Arbor. That's here in Michigan. That's the home of the University of Michigan and the Wolverines. So that's even a better thing. So it's right here in Michigan. And, yeah, it's they're rocket ship fast. You'll notice that MikeDell.com is just flying. And all the other websites are flying. And it's just great. It's back the way, GoDaddy used to be. And everything's up to date. Oh, the other cool thing. I remember getting an email a couple of years ago from GoDaddy saying, hey, we've detected malware on your server at MikeDell.com. And that MikeDell.com server actually hosted all those other sites as well. And I emailed back. I said, well, what malware and how do I get rid of it? Oh, well, we'll sell you this security plan for $78 a month and we'll take care of all that for you. And I said, well, no, what if I wanted to take care of it myself? Well, I wouldn't recommend that, and they're just upsell. And I was like, yeah, no. So first off, it was BS, I think. But I just went and cleaned out everything that I wasn't currently using and updated everything that I was currently using, and that seemed to take care of it. Well, the other day I get an email from A2 saying, hey, we've detected a non-responsive script or something like that that could be malware on your server. If you don't reply, we'll just take care of it. If you do reply, or if you do fix it yourself, just reply back. Tell us you fixed it yourself. It's like, okay, well, let's see what they do. So they went and they just took care of it. They just updated a plugin. It was a plugin on a site backup that I wasn't using. I had another WordPress site apparently on the cPanel that I sort of didn't use, and they automatically detected that and updated it, and I just ended up deleting it afterwards. They're like, well, I guess I don't need this. Why would I have it there? So, they're right on it, and they do stuff for you. They have service. I think what the problem is with GoDaddy, GoDaddy started out, if you guys are old enough to remember Parsons software or Parsons technology, but they used to have little utility programs for Windows that just did everything. I think before Windows, I think it was even on DOS, but they had these little useful programs. They weren't particularly complicated or anything. They were just little utility programs that you could get, fairly cheap, $20 or $5 or $10 or whatever. And they were just cool little utility programs, do various things. Like, one was a calendar. This was before calendaring was a big thing. And, this is way back in the day, and that was Bob Parsons. And anyway, Bob Parsons got into the domain name business for GoDaddy, with GoDaddy. He founded that. And they founded GoDaddy, the premise that, we want to make this easy and cheap. At the time to get a domain name, I remember paying $70 a year for MikeDell.com when I first got it from Network Solutions. And Network Solutions is still in business, and they're still overly priced. Not quite as bad. I think they're down to $35 or something a year for a domain. for a .com. And, you know, there was another one out there that was register.com that was $35. And then GoDaddy was the next one. And they came out with a $695.com. You know, .coms don't cost that much. Why, you know, why would we charge that much? So, you know, that's how they started. And then they got into other services and all that. But it was all run by Bob. You know, he ran pretty much the whole thing. Well, at some point along the line, about the time that they were doing GoDaddy commercials on the Super Bowl with Danica Patrick and I forget who else, the GoDaddy girls, and Michelle something or another. I remember her dark hair. Anyway, Bob was a little racy, and that was the other thing. But anyways, they went public, and then, Bob got out of it completely, and I really think they're going more for the bottom line than actual service anymore. And, you know, it's not quite great. You know, I don't know. And I still use them for domain names because they are still one of the cheapest out there for domain names, and they know how to do that, and they're okay, and that's fine. I'll still use them for that. But you know, I'm definitely off them for hosting. You know, the only other websites I have, I've got a couple of them over on blueberry.com. In fact, I moved MikeDell.com over to Blueberry for a little while during this transition just to get it away from GoDaddy and their slow pokiness. And that worked out pretty well, too. Now, why don't I use Blueberry for all my sites? Since, A, I work there, and B, they're cheaper. It's because, A, they're meant for just podcasting, and I do more than just podcasting. So I need, you know, a site that's a little bit more than that. And second off, I like to have, you know, an independent host so that I can test things out that don't work on Blueberry. Blueberry, their hosts, their WordPress sites are awesome, but they're purpose-built for podcasting. So, by that, they're also restricted to just making podcasting work. And, you know, we don't let you do anything that will mess up podcasting. I know enough about what I'm doing is I won't mess up the podcast by doing stuff on MikeDell.com. So, you know, anyway, so that's why I don't use Blueberry for that, but I do use them for audio hosting. And if you want to do that, you can use my promo code HELPDESK, all one word, HELPDESK, for a free month over at Blueberry. Jeez, that sounded like a commercial too, didn't it? But you get a free month over there, and you'll get phone support and email support. We even jump on Zoom and help you set it up if need be. And yeah, it's all pretty cool. And that's what keeps the lights on here at Mike Dell's World. So, geez, I didn't mean to make this all about GoDaddy hosting or anything. I did have another rant in mind, but I think I'm going to wait a little bit, but it has something to do with TV. As you know, I cut the cable and running into a little bit of a challenge watching NASCAR. Yeah, I'm a NASCAR fan. I admit it. And that's okay. So anyway, I'll save that rant for the next episode of Mike Dell's World. I appreciate you guys listening, and sorry if I glazed your eyes over a little bit with some extra geeky stuff, but just wanted to kind of let you know what was going on with that, why the website was moving around slow for a while and changing it up a little bit. You'll notice the artwork changed a little bit. I just ordered some stickers. So if you want, you can contact me and I'll figure out how to send you a couple of stickers. They'll look just like the artwork that should be now showing up in your podcast app. So look at that artwork, and that's what the stickers are going to be, little 2-inch by 2-inch white stickers that have my logo on them. So if you want one of those, let me know. Mike@MikeDell.com. Otherwise, everybody have a great however long it is till I do the next one. Catch me later. Ah, geez, I hit the wrong buttons. This is what I wanted to do.